Now to a story that involves both what's happening in the Middle East and domestic politics here in the U.S. I'm talking about the federal program to resettle Syrian refugees here in the United States. And Kansas Governor Sam Brownback saying this week that his state is quitting that program. Brownback blamed the Obama administration for failing to provide adequate security assurances. My colleague Jared Goyette has been following the story for us, and we've got him on the line from Minneapolis. Jared, tell me more about why the Kansas governor has made this decision. What's behind the move?
What it comes down to is that the governor doesn't trust the vetting process for refugees, in particular for Syrian refugees. Now, that is an extensive process. It involves the State Department, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, intelligence agencies. It usually takes a few years, but you know, Kansas, or at least the governor, are concerned that it's not adequate. I spoke with the governor's spokeswoman, Eileen Holly, and I asked her why.
This is about Kansas not participating actively in a program that we believe could put Kansans at risk. It's that simple.
You know, I've encountered a lot of people, and they are pretty well informed generally, and they don't understand the refugee resettlement process and the security that's built into the system. It is clearly mapped out, though, Jared, and the White House website even has a very detailed schematic of how it all works. How much reassurance does Kansas actually want?
Well, in this case, they're asking specifically for all of the documents pertaining to each refugee so that they can, I guess, double check it, if you will. But the State Department has refused to provide that because they say that it would be illegal under federal regulation and violate the privacy that refugees are promised as part of that process.
President Obama has said he wants to open America's doors to 10,000 refugees from Syria. How many Syrians have been resettled in Kansas so far?
It's about five so far this year, at least.
Five? One, two, three, four, five.
Yeah, there are more refugees from other countries like Bhutan, Congo, Burma that ends up in Kansas. But there are a small group of Syrian refugees, and they've been reluctant to talk to the press because of the scrutiny that they feel that they're under.
Refugees from Syria and elsewhere, are they going to be prevented from resettling in the state of Kansas in the future? Is that the bottom line here?
No, not at all. The funds that go to assist refugee resettlement are federal funds, not state funds. And now that Kansas is bowing out, a private contractor will just administer the program. I spoke to the International Rescue Committee, which is on the ground there, and they're going to continue providing services to the refugees that are there without stop. I also spoke to Sandrine Lisk. She's the director of an immigrant advocacy network in Wichita, and she sees something else is happening here.
This withdrawal actually has no impact on where refugees get settled by the federal government or those that are already here. I mean, some refugee could move here from New York. Governor Brownback has no say over that. So other than pandering to his base to say, you know, he's talking tough on terrorism and he's trying to protect Kansas, this doesn't even make any sense.
Well, and what about refugees who already live in Kansas, Jared? How is all this kind of sitting with them? I know you spoke with a woman from Congo about this.
It doesn't affect them directly. If they're receiving services, they're still going to receive services. And in the case of Sonia Inamugisha, the Congolese woman I spoke with, she's worried about how she's going to explain this to her children.
If the government itself doesn't like you and doesn't want you to be there, what protection are you going to have? Why am I not welcomed here?
Yeah, a question I imagine on the minds of a lot of people in Kansas who face this. Why am I not welcome here? Jared Goyette with PRI.org. Good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.